this year has just gone crazy. Right now, we're over 6,300 pair collected, and we're reaching for more. Our goal is 7,000 this year.
And when's the deadlines in December?
December 7th is the cutoff, and delivery date for the socks, December 8th.
Oh my God, we got like 2.5 weeks left to get.
I know.
And less than 1,000 socks is all we need. We're gonna absolutely smash that record, Mary.
I hope so. I really hope so. It's just been unreal. We're over 1,000 members on this group now, which I can't even comprehend. It's amazing. It just brings joy to me. Really, it sounds kind of corny, but. I can't even comprehend it grew so much in this 1 year. Best year we've had.
What kind of, you clearly see a need to help people who are unhoused and living in tents right now. What is some of the feedback and comments you're getting from the other people who are reaching out to you and who are making donations themselves when they otherwise wouldn't have unless you were here to help them?
I get more thank yous in a day than I deserve. Yes, I started this group, but every member on this group is the one that made it possible. Even if they didn't donate, they talked about it, they shared it. They just want to help. And I can't believe the amazing people. I'm meeting on a daily basis between picking socks up or people dropping them off. I have e-transfers coming in almost daily. You know, if they can't get out and shop themselves, I'll shop for them. Just so many amazing people. All it took was the idea in somebody's head, and then, I'll go get socks. There's a need.
Absolutely. And you've had businesses donating other things other than socks too, right, to be able to help out?
Yeah. Maritime Paper Products up in Burnside. They donated 60 boxes for me to use a few months ago while I went through them. So
wow.
Yesterday, I went up and they donated 60 more. I mean, wow. I'm so overwhelmed by the generosity shown by just not only businesses, people. Blown away.
Is there a news outlet you haven't done an interview with?
This year was incredible.
You're famous from coast to coast to coast.
Seriously. Like, I even had a woman, she messaged on the group, I have a donation, where can I drop it off? And I put my address there, and she goes, I live in Mississauga, Ontario. So I Googled a shelter in Mississauga, and I sent it to her, and there you go. Now, now they're getting help.
Oh, that's incredible, so, Mary.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, and I've received donations from BC, Ontario, New Brunswick.
So they're sending, so other people in other provinces are sending you money, but they're also shipping you socks.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, I've had two donations sent through Amazon.
The Facebook group is called Socks for Shelters. And if you want to send an e-transfer, Mary, what email address would you use?
It would be Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, A, Crosby, C-R-O-S-B-Y, @gmail.com.
Yeah, just not that S. Crosby in the phone book.
No, we were for years. And I say it wasn't a fun thing. Yeah. S. Crosby in Cole Harbor, not a good thing to have in the phone book. But now we move.
Yeah. And to bring you a donation, like in person, physically, of socks, where do we take that?
91 Baker Drive in Dartmouth.
91 Baker Drive in Dartmouth. It's Mary, Queen of Socks.